Today is March 27th, 2024, and in just 2 days, the Norfolk Tides will open up their 2024 campaign with a home game against the Durham Bulls. I'm Jack Lowe from COVID Sports here to take you through the 2024 Norfolk Tides. With opening day just around the corner, spring training is officially over, the roster has been formed, and the Tides look like they are ready to go. Some notable names this year on the roster: Jackson Holliday, first of all. He's been baseball's top prospect for the last two seasons now. He's a middle infielder for the Tides or the Orioles, you could say. And a very interesting note on him, he is not on the 40-man roster for the Baltimore Orioles. So it looks as though he will be with the Tides at least for a little bit. So this will be four seasons in a row that the Tides have top prospects in their organization. Another interesting name, Kobe Mayo, returns to the Tides this year. He's ranked number 25 according to Baseball America. And going to the pitching side of things, Chase McDermott. He is one of the Orioles' top pitching prospects, not in the top 100 in all of baseball, but he's been a very respected name, and he is supposed to get the ball to start off Friday night in the home opener. Another name that a lot of Tides fans like to hear, Connor Norby, is returning. And he is the only infielder in the Orioles' top 30 prospects, according to MLB's website. They come out with the top 30 prospects for every team. So some very interesting names this year coming out for the Tides. As for the reigning International League Manager of the Year, Buck Britton, as we got to talk with him on the press conference earlier today, actually, he and his wife just had their third baby. It's his first baby boy. He said he's very blessed to have him. But obviously with that comes a lot of responsibility with adult life and making sure everybody's healthy. So right now he's at his home. He's not in Norfolk. He's been taking care of his wife, taking care of his kids. And unfortunately, he will not be present for the first series of the year against Durham. And he plans to return next week when the Tides travel to Charlotte. He plans to return in the second game. That is April the 3rd. So April the 3rd will be his first game back. He'll be in Charlotte. But when he is out, Christian Frias will be the acting manager. So he will be helping out. He'll be making the calls, calling the shots. And he said he joked around with him yesterday when he was talking to him on the phone. The expectation by the time I return is that these Tides are 4-0. If not, you did an awful job, man. So, Christian Frias will be the acting manager. Buck Britton, the main manager, will be out for the first series and the first game against Charlotte. He said there is just one doctor's appointment. Once they get done with that and everything's good, he will be returning. Buck also stated in the press conference this afternoon that he plans for Chase McDermott to start Friday night. So as I mentioned earlier, he's an interesting name that is with the Tides. Chase McDermott will be starting Friday night for the Tides. And then Saturday night, a returner for the Tides, Bruce Zimmerman, is supposed to get the ball. Again, that's Bruce Zimmerman is going to get the ball and start for the Tides Saturday night. A guy that's supposed to be a breakout player, when asked about it, Buck Britton said Kyle Sowers was a guy who was injured all of last year, and he did not get to reach his potential last year that he knows he has. So he was kind of upset that Sowers wasn't able to get all that time last year. But this year, he's all healthy, he's ready to go, and he had a monstrous spring training. I believe he is on the 40-man roster, so he should get his chance at some point this year to be called up. But that's a guy that Buck had said, hey, this is a guy that maybe didn't get to do his thing last year, but he knows he has the fire in him. This is a guy who could do some special things for the Tides this year. In other news around the Tides, with the AAA national champion Norfolk Tides beginning their 2024 season on March 29th, this year, fans will get to enjoy free travel to and from Harbor Park during the 75 regular season home games. That's right, folks. The Tide Light Rail will be running 2 hours prior to and 2 hours after each game this year for free to and from Harbor Park. So fans will get to enjoy free travel this year. That was in a press release today from the Norfolk Tide. So as more and more people want to get to the games this year with all the hype after being national champions last year, there's a lot of people that want to get to the games this year, and the travel will be free, making it much easier for anybody who's trying to get to the games this year. And some more news around the Tides. The opening weekend this year has plenty of promotions, as opening night, Friday the 29th, will be magnet schedule giveaway. It'll be a little magnet you can put on your refrigerator or anywhere. Have it list all the games, home and away, and you'll be able to see whenever your Tides are playing. On Saturday, as they do every Saturday, will be firework night. After the game, fireworks will play for a great fireworks show that you can watch after the game. And Sunday is Easter, so it will be special Easter brunch and egg hunt at Hits at the Park restaurant. The Hits at the Park restaurant, of course, in the right field concourse. They'll have a nice brunch and an egg hunt celebrating Easter. So some exciting promotions going on around Harbor Park, around the Tides, and some exciting news about the transportation there. That wraps up this episode of the Tides Talk Podcast. Check out covasports.com for news articles and interviews about the Tides. Listen to Tides Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more platforms. This has been Jack Lowe. Have a great day.